This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow, we come to you, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for the blessings of life. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio with these listeners. Lord, I pray the word of God would go out and find good ground, Lord, accomplish that whereunto you sent it. Lord, I do continue to pray for our missionaries, the mission work, Lord. I pray for the children's home. Lord, I pray your touch would be upon the church, Lord. Help us today, Father, in all the endeavors that you've placed upon our hearts, Lord. We'll give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as all the feeding centers where they feed the children daily in Romania and Bulgaria. Pray for the missionaries. We'd greatly appreciate that. Those in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, and all over the world, we're very thankful for what the Lord's doing. Appreciate the word of God that's went out these many years. Please just continue to pray the Spirit of God would continue to strive with man. We sure need that in this day and hour. I said that over in Genesis chapter 6, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And it seems like we're in those days. It seems like things are taking place and just a different day it seems like that we're living in. I know the Lord, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I read for the thoughts of men's hearts were evil continually. And over there in Genesis chapter 6, seems like that's the case it is now. I mean, every time you turn the radio on, there's something bad going on, murders, mass murders, all of this just ungodliness everywhere. And man's mind is never on the Lord, it seems like. But anyway, we sure need a touch of God. We need him to come through here. I need him, and I'm sure that you do also. But we want to ask you to continue to pray for these needs. And we want to ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you enjoy the message.
Father sent his son to earth to dwell with us. He laid aside his crown to die a pauper's death. He chose to buy us back when we had walked away in sin. And now he lives again to bring us to him. And there was nothing good in us. He saw that he would save us. His holiness too great, we could not measure up. He remembers we are dust. He knows our faults and failures. And now he lives again to bring us to him. He said, these are my jewels, my greatest treasure. And when my kingdom comes, they'll stand arrayed in my righteousness. Trophies of grace, they will be, they're my treasures.
Mm-hmm.
and grace as I walk each day. And I will walk in mercy and truth along the way. And I can understand His mighty love has held me. But I can never brag, for truth will always say. He said, these are my jewels, my greatest treasures. And I want them to be where I am. They're my greatest pleasure. When my kingdom comes, they'll stand arrayed in my righteousness. Trophies of grace, they will be. They're my treasures. Oh, trophies of grace, they'll be. They're my treasures.
Thank the Lord. Well, I appreciate that singing. That's good, ain't it? I want you to turn over to 2 Samuel chapter 9 for a few minutes. The Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, and the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the house of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Now I want to talk to you just a little while about this. The Bible said over in 1 Samuel chapter 15, I believe it is, when Saul had been out in war and he brought the spoils back, and there's a declaration made, wasn't a curse made, but there's a declaration made. The Lord told him, he said, because you've rejected my word, I've rejected you from being king. And so that was taken away from the house of Saul. And all of that lineage, most of that lineage was killed off. But here, David is beginning for Jonathan's sake to look for somebody to show his kindness to. Amen. And I'm not going to preach on all of that tonight, but I've had a little strange thought on my mind. I want to preach on, is there any? And then in three little words in verse 2, and there was. Is there any? And there was. That's just been running through my heart all day long. I mean, here David was, and he's wanting to show his kindness to somebody, and he says, is there any? And there sure was. I believe if the spotlight was put on you tonight, you could say, the Lord looked down at me and said, is there any? And you'd say, and there was, thank God. I've been thinking about that all day long. Lord God, I thought about how that David just wanted to show his kindness for Jonathan's sake. But I believe God the Father wanted to show his kindness for Jesus' sake. I mean, I really do. And he said, is there any? Frank, I've been thinking, this is how I've been thinking about it. You reckon the Lord might have said like this? I wonder if there's a sailor up in Boston. Is there any up there that needs to get saved? And there was. I mean, is there any up there? And you know what happened, Frank? You can tell it. I mean, he come by exactly where you was at. Is there any? And there was, thank God. Every time and there was, there's a life change. That's what I want to look at here for a few minutes. Every time there was, there's a life change. There's a direction change. Business picked up, thank God. I was thinking about Elena. She said something the other night. I mean, you reckon the Lord might have said, I wonder if there's any 5-year-old little girls that I could take and save them by the grace of God and call them into the ministry and use them all the days of their life. And there was, thank God. God's still in the end. There was business. Willie, I wonder if he thought about this. I wonder if there's any 5-year-old little boys that I could drop off at a children's home and save them by the grace of God and put them in a prayer room most of the days of their life and let them pray for people. And there was, thank God. Oh, it might not look like a pretty picture at first, but if we could just look back now and look at everything God's done. Reckon, I mean, I'm not here to glorify what anybody here has done. I'm talking about the kindness of God that he showed to you. And my God, and you are, and they was. Oh, Lord God, I kindly picture about, I was thinking about this. See, it kindly helps me. I was thinking about my testimony today. I was thinking about, see, most of y'all know it, but I got saved watching Billy Graham. Now, here was the problem with watching Billy Graham. If you'd go on, he's really the one, big influence in starting that Pray This Prayer After Me thing. Well, here I was about 7, almost 8 years old, lost, going to hell, knew I was lost, going to hell. Under conviction. Didn't want to tell nobody. I'd been asking questions, but I didn't want to tell nobody. They wouldn't tell me. They just left me alone. When I say they, I'm mostly speaking of Mama. That's who they is. She was the one I was riding with. Mama, what's the unpardonable sin? I was coming off the hill over there where old Hayes and Reynolds was down through there when I really got under conviction. I mean, I was coming off the hill. We was in an old brown station wagon. I can remember it. My cousin Mark was in the front seat. I was in the back seat. And my cousin Mark said, I got saved last night. God help tore me all to pieces. That's when conviction set in on me. I don't know what, I mean, after all he said, I got saved last night. And that done it. We're coming off that hill, and I mean, the Lord really got to dealing with my heart over the next few weeks and everything like that. One night I was laying in the floor, supposed to be doing my homework, and I was laying there, and I was watching Billy Graham on TV, and said, Mom was supposed to be watching it, whatever, but I was doing homework, and anyway, it come down to the end of it, and he said, we're going to, everybody come down here that wants to get saved, we're going to tell you how to get saved. And about that time, they roll the credits. I'm thinking, I'm going to find out, and I ain't going to have to tell nobody. But the Lord didn't let that happen. But here's what I want to say. I didn't really put this together at the time. When they took all that off of there, and they rolled the credits, and they thanked the guy who led the singing and all the producers and all that, and I'm thinking, I can't take this no more. And I turned around to Mom. I said, I need to get saved. And I don't know how. They ain't going to tell me. And she said, you're going to have to trust Jesus, son. And I thought, finally, something I could do. But I've thought about this a lot since then. Because I've looked back. different times, and you know, sometimes you'll see those crusades on TV and stuff like that. And I've looked back and I kind of catch it on there and I think, I wonder if that's the one. I don't remember what he preached. I don't remember nothing, you know. I just knew I was lost going to hell. But at the end of them, you always watch all of that crowd come down there. You know, thousands come down there supposedly to get saved. And it's hit me today like this. All of those folks come down there and you think, well, the Lord's right in the midst of that. But I wonder if the Lord didn't say like something like this. I wonder if there's any out there in the valley. I wonder if there's a little 7 or 8 year old boy out there in Holston Valley. All this is going on over here, big, big to do. But I wonder if there's any out there. And there was, Frank. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, all I really want to do is just show my kindness to them. Ain't you glad that the Holy Ghost, ain't you glad Ziba knew exactly where you was at? Amen. Amen. He knew exactly, yeah, he said, yeah, I know where one's at. Hey, you might be sitting here tonight and you don't think nobody in the world knows where you're at, but there's one that knows exactly where you're at. Amen. You think the big crowd's over here, that's all right. He knows where the one is at. Amen. He knows where that one is at. Can't you imagine? I preached this here a while back. The Bible said Jesus got in the way. This is what I think that actually means to me. I mean, my God, there's people that's hurting and needing help, and they're just going on about their business, but he'd just get right in their way. I believe one day, as he's going through the middle of town, maybe he said, I wonder if there's any women here that's got an issue of blood. Amen. Amen. And there was, thank God. I wonder if there's any here at this pool laying here. Been laying here for a long time. Maybe 38 years. Yeah. I mean, been laying here. Yeah. I wonder if there's any here. And there was. Yeah. I'm going to say this. And there still is. Yeah. And he's still doing things about it. He's still looking. Bible said he come to seek and to save that which is lost. I remember here a while back and because I think somebody, but I don't say too much about it. I don't want to embarrass him, but it helps me every little bit. I kept it. Luke sitting back there, and somebody posted the day he got saved on Facebook. I guess it was mom or somewhere. Man, that helps me. Luke, you reckon the Lord said, I wonder if there's a little fella over here. His family's been on the mission field. He ain't in his home country, really don't know a lot about it. But I wonder if there's anybody over there. And there was. Amen. 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 And there was. Danny, reckon Lord thought about it this way. I wonder if there's a daddy somewhere. Got a bunch of youngins. He's worried about them, wants them to get saved, and cries over them, prays over them. Needs to get them somewhere in the house of God. Amen. And there was. And there was. I feel like this going on and on. You reckon there's an 18-year-old girl over here in Carolinas that I could bring over to the little children's home and let her spend her life over there and raising somebody else's youngin'. And there was. Well, let's go down to Florida. Find one about 22 years old and bring her up here and let her raise all the girls. Reckon there's anybody down there that do that? And there was. He just wants to show his kindness, Frank. Just on and on and on. I mean, the Lord's been good to us, hasn't he? The Lord's been kind to all of us. He's shown his kindness to each and every one of us. Amen. I love what he done here. Now we'll go back to David and Mephibosheth just for a second. What do you think David, I guess, thought about what Mephibosheth thought? I don't know if that's the right wording. What Mephibosheth thought. He's coming in a dangerous situation. Because that house is supposed to be dead. But the Holy Ghost comes and he's not wanting to hurt you. He don't want to hurt you. This king's different than the previous administration. This king is different than your daddy and your daddy's daddy. This king is different than any other king. He don't want to show you no harm. This king wants to bring you in. That's what I want to say. Mephibosheth was, you know, lame. But everything that happened to Mephibosheth, nothing was his fault. He inherited the curse, you might say, from Saul. His crippleness was the nurse's fault. Everything is just a downhill battle for Mephibosheth. But then all of a sudden, great God, the king gets involved. And this is what he wants to do. He wants to restore everything back. He wants to put it back the way it was. See, we all come before the king and we feel like just sinners. But not in the king's eyes. No, he wants to set you at the table and feed you like his own sons. Amen. That's scripture right there. He wants to treat you just like he treats Jesus. Amen. That's hard to receive, ain't it? The Father wants to be just as good to you and give you everything that he's given to Jesus. That's just hard to believe, ain't it? But it's true. He wants to rate you on the same plane as the Son of God. That's what Elena said over. See, I mean, it's not our righteousness. I'm going to heaven because I'm just as holy as he is. Because he made me that way. I'm going to heaven because I'm just as righteous as he is because he made me that way. He said, I want to feed you. I want to treat you. I want to be to you just like my own. I treat my own sons. You reckon there's anybody like that? That wants to be treated that way? That wants somebody? I believe there, and there is. And there was. I believe there's still people hungry for fellowship with the Father. I believe there's still people that wants to go with God. But it's like it's been said, they've been convinced, well, you got to be good and you got to do, your righteousness is plateaued. And the better you are, the more God can use you. Now, just forget that business and understand that it's a gift from God. It's just a pure gift. You get a whole lot more done off of the gift of God than you will be your own works. You can write those things off. I'll say this, you'll wake up in the morning with a different work on your mind if it's yours. We change our mind like we do our clothes.
Yes, sir.
You'll be today, I've got to get this done. And tomorrow you'll be, I've got to get this other thing done. And that's just the way we are. And you ain't going to change it. To be honest. But here the king was. And he said this. He said, I just want to bring you in. About every morning, I try to come over and sit and read and pray for a little bit. But this morning I couldn't pray. I just felt like I couldn't pray. And I just laid my head on the table and I said, Lord, I don't feel like I can pray, but I want to tell you I love you. I want to tell you good morning. You know what happened, Frank? He showed up. I didn't say nothing else. So I don't know what else to tell you. All I can do is complain and bring problems to you and do all this, but I just want to tell you thank you.
Amen.
I love you. Thank you for letting me get up. About all I got. Everything else is troubles and trials. And all of a sudden, somebody else showed up in the room. And there was. Oh, one of these days you're going to find yourself in a position where the Lord's looking for somebody just like you. You're going to be in, and there was. Hallelujah. I mean, you can about go through and preach the whole Bible like this. Reckon it's full of anybody full of hell and full of demons? Need some help? And there was. Reckon I got some disciples in the storm? And there was. Reckon there's some broken-hearted widow lady, lost her little boy, widow name, and there was. Reckon there's somebody just needs some comfort, and there was. He's looking. I believe with all my heart, he's just looking for somebody to show himself kind to. Just to be good to you. Say, I ain't prayed. I didn't either, but he showed up anyway. Sit there and try to read and couldn't even read, just to be honest about it. Somebody said you ought to get right with God. You ought to just talk to him. Find out he loves you. Hallelujah. And there was. Amen. Well, I'm going to just quit here. I ain't going to get done. Lord God, I said, you can go through here and preach all of it. But I'm glad to find out that one day I was the and there was. It helps my heart. So I just want to be good to you. Scoot you up to my table. Treat you like my own sons. All of this past business will never be mentioned. Never be talked about again. We're just going to go ahead and fix it like it's supposed to be. You realize when God created everything and the garden placed man and everything, that's the way he restores it back, the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Before you knew sin, before you knew condemnation, before you knew judgment. The devil didn't lie to him when he told him you'd know good and evil. He didn't lie. They found it out. But it's better when they didn't know. So we have no comprehension of that, of not knowing good and evil. But the Lord just wants you to know the good. And to know the good, you're going to have to know God. Amen. You're going to have to know Him. But I want to say this, and there was. So I don't know why I've just had that running through my mind all day long. Sitting over there on a backhoe trying to dig a hole and preach at the same time. Once again, we ask you to write us this week. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.